Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
I don't know about you, but we love mystery stories. That's why The Upside Down Story is one of our favorite podcasts. It turns a tale flipsy-flopsy upside-downsy so that you need to listen to the clues to figure out who the mystery storyteller is. Search for The Upside Down Story on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Howdy there, folks! Welcome back to the thrilling season finale of our show as we compete in the final leg of Pflugerville's annual Regatta Obstacle Course Race. This season has been quite a doozy. Bobby Wonder, Lucy Wow, Kapow, Lenore, and I have been through it all, and now we're almost at the end. Last episode, we lost our boat thanks to Mighty Mila's thunderstorm transformation. So we took off in our dinghy, which is a fun name for a raft. Dinghy. Then little old me saved the day by plugging up a crack in Pflugerville's dam with my delicious swamp-flavored bubblegum. What am I gonna do next? Who's gonna win the regatta race? Find out now!
This is it, everyone. The final stretch of Pflugerville's annual regatta obstacle course race. We're out of the gorge and headed straight for Pflugerville Lake.
I'm so proud of us all for not giving up. None of this would have been possible without each and every one of you.
And we couldn't have done it without your leadership and boat, Captain Lucy.
Nor without me rappelling up the dam and plugging it up with that bubble gum.
Of course. We'll never forget that.
They should make this whole saga into a movie. Ooh, I wonder who would play me. First obstacle ahead!
It looks like some sort of platform.
It's a puzzle. A sliding puzzle.
A sliding puzzle in the middle of a boating race. Got it.
Anyone good at sliding puzzles?
Jigsaw puzzles? Yes. Sudoku? No. Sliding puzzles? Also no.
I've dabbled in sliding puzzles. Let me take this.
Can we even see what the final image is supposed to be?
All the pieces are blue.
The ocean? The river, a lake, water.
Wait, it's coming together. I think I got it. It's a picture of Mr. Snood eating blue cotton candy in a pool full of candy.
Oh, that's something I don't ever want to see.
The platform buzzed green. Get back to the dinghy, Bobby. You got it. Way to go. You made quick work of that.
I think it's a little unfair that the puzzle is a picture of Mr. Snood, but I guess it is his candy on the line.
Here comes the next obstacle. It's a series of ramps we have to jump over.
It's a good thing we're in this dinghy. I don't know if we'd be able to jump over them in our other boat.
Look, it's your submarine friends.
It's Xavier and Atlas from A Whale of a Tale.
Hi, Bobby Wonder and friends. We just wanted to say good luck to you.
We hope you win.
Aren't you still competing in the race?
No, our specially made submarine won't be able to go over these ramps. So we're just going to speed along to the finish line to cheer you on.
It's not worth the risk in damaging our submarine. But wanted to tell you, we're rooting for you to win.
Thanks, but it's still a long shot.
Not as long of a shot as you think. I think most of the contestants have fallen out or are just ahead on the next obstacle.
You can do it.
Good luck. Also, Daisy says hi to you, Grabstack.
I love that giant squid.
Bye. Bye.
We still have a chance.
Time to go over these ramps. Okay, now, everyone remember our rowing rhythm. We can build up enough momentum to send ourselves over the ramps.
Got it.
Everyone ready? 3, 2, 1, row! Ramp 1! Ramp 2! Okay, now ramp 3!
This ramp goes upside down! Are they serious here?
Just stay in rhythm!
We did it!
Well done, everyone.
Oh, no.
What's wrong, Grabstack?
All my swamp-flavored bubblegum fell out of my pocket on that last loop-de-loop ramp.
It's okay. After this race, we'll go back to Gertie the Swamp Witch's magical shop and get you some more.
You'd go back to that crazy, scary swamp for me?
Of course I would. You're my sidekick.
All right, next obstacle looks like it's a putt-putt mini golf hole.
Putt-putt? That's me! I am so good at putt-putt.
It's true. Kapow always gets holes in one at putt-putt. It's how I designed him.
Okay, total concentration. And I got this. Line up the ball, wind speed, here goes. I did it! Hole in one!
Good job, Kapow! Back in the boat and on to the next task.
We're nailing these obstacles.
So far, all the obstacles in this final stretch have been odd. What are we gonna hit next? A food-eating contest? Because if so, that's mine.
No, look, trouble ahead. It's the banana stand lady and she's fighting with someone. It's...
Mighty Mila!
And her annoying sidekick, Robozuki!
Listen up here, banana stand lady. You cheated by throwing that banana peel in front of my boat. That's against the rules. That's right, Robozuki. Rule number 132, no throwing objects in front of other people's boats. Mm-hmm, you heard it here first.
I didn't throw it in front of your boat, per se. I was just finishing up a banana myself. They're very good for you. High in potassium. Lots of energy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I happened to be finished with my banana as you were passing. And I tossed it aside because banana peels are biodegradable, meaning they can decompose naturally in the environment. It's not my fault that you and your ugly boat passed by at that exact moment.
My ugly boat?
Did I say that? 'Cause I meant to.
Now, let's stop this fighting.
Mr. Snood, why are you on shore? Are you no longer in the race?
Yes, I had to pull myself out of the race. You see, my nephew Phineas, well, he had other ideas. Would not let me drive the boat in peace. Still trying to get the lollipop out of my hair. So I said to myself, Mr. Snood, you already have enough candy, and you don't need to prove yourself in this regatta race. Plus, you don't even like water sports, so I called it for myself. Better for me to be the judge and commentator.
What a long, boring explanation. Mr. Snood, please disqualify Banana Stand Lady.
Don't listen to her, Mr. Snood.
Oh, not you again, Brebby Wombler.
Actually, Mr. Snood, it's not Banana Stand Lady you should disqualify from this race. It's Mighty Mila.
Jacques!
Of the three main rules you mentioned to us at the start of the race, one of them was that if you left your boat, you must reboard your boat at the exact same place on the river.
Yeah? So?
Mighty Mila turned into a thunderstorm and carried her boat all the way down the river and through the gorge. She even cracked the dam. I'm sure she didn't reboard the boat until much further down the river.
That's a lie, Robozuki. Defend me.
No, it's the truth. Remember that storm, Mr. Snood? That was Mighty Mila. She broke the rules. What say you, Snood?
Hooey! Things are getting tense on this final stretch of the race. What will Mr. Snood do now? Will he disqualify Mighty Mila for breaking the rules? And will he give me all his candy just for fun? Oh, I sure hope so. Well, let's take a short break while he decides.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back for the last time! Pflugerville's annual Regatta Obstacle Course race is almost over, and only a few obstacles remain. But right now, we're gonna find out if Mr. Snood will disqualify Mighty Mila from the races for breaking the rules. You can cut the tension with a cheese knife, which reminds me that I need to make sure I pack some brie cheese for our next adventure.
Now. I have to strongly consider what I am hearing. Mighty Mila? Do you deny turning into a thunderstorm?
Do I deny it?
Yes. Do you deny it?
I mean, no, I did. But that's not against the rules.
And for how long were you transformed into a thunderstorm?
I don't know. I don't wear a watch. I don't like things on my wrist.
Me neither. No, boo to you!
At what point did you reboard your boat? Was it in the same location you first turned into a thunderstorm?
Maybe. It's hard to say.
Because she didn't. It was after the gorge.
What gorge?
See? She doesn't even remember the gorge because she thunderstormed right over it.
Oh, that crack in the ground? Yeah, I passed over it and left a little fun reminder on that dam.
So you did crack the dam.
Thought it might hold up the goody two-shoes a little longer. You can't resist trying to save the day.
That wasn't me. Grabstack is the one who sealed up the dam with his bubblegum. He saved the day.
It's Grabstack the Great now. Just, you know, in case anyone was wondering.
Well, Mighty Mila, you just proved them right. That is very much against the rules. As is turning into a thunderstorm.
What? It is? Who cares about the rules anyways?
I'm sorry, Mighty Mila. You are disqualified.
I don't even want to be in this regatta race anyway. I don't like boats. I don't like water. And I'll find a way to make you all miserable. Just you see? Come on, Robozuki. I'm over this.
Thank you, Mr. Snood. It was only fair.
Of course. Now the race continues on. One more obstacle to go.
Everyone ready? Let's row.
And don't even try to throw a banana peel at us, banana stand lady.
This is Mr. Snood commentating from the shore. It looks like we have a close race between the team of Wow and Wonder versus Pflugerville's very own banana stand lady.
They're neck and neck, or rather boat and boat, as they approach the final obstacle. Who will be victorious? This final obstacle is a series of floating barrels and spikes that they'll have to maneuver around carefully. It takes precision and gusto.
Gusto is my middle name.
Okay, team, we got this. Just everyone listen and stay on the same page. We can do this.
Aye, aye, Captain Lucy. Lead the way.
Okay, angle left. Now right.
Watch out for that spiked barrel.
Looks like Team WoW has the edge. They're working together like a well-trained team. They've definitely been through some stuff. Meanwhile, Banana Stand Lady is struggling. She's all alone, and no one is helping her.
Hey, I can hear you.
Just stating the facts.
I don't need facts. I have bananas.
And with that, Banana Stand Lady makes a power move, jumping her boat over three sets of barrels to take the lead.
Well, how in the jumping bananas did she do that?
Huh, it's the potassium, baby. Oh, wait. Oh, no.
Oh! Ooh, looks like Banana Stand Lady has run directly into the shoreline while she was busy gloating. Her boat might be damaged beyond repair. This opens the door for Team WoW. Can they avoid the last set of spikes?
We got this. Steady. Steady.
Rock Mountain Panther.
Edge. Edge through. We're through. We're through.
There's the finish line.
And they're through. Team WoW is heading for the finish line. And they've won. Lucy WoW's won.
We did it. We won.
I can't believe it. We actually won. What a day.
What a day is such an understatement.
We never gave up, no matter how many setbacks, how many obstacles, we kept pushing through.
Congrats to you all. You've won a year's supply of candy from my factory. Enjoy.
Yay, candy for everyone.
I love candy. I'm so happy.
Now it's time for the annual post-regatta party. As you see over here, all the best restaurants and vendors in Pflugerville have set up stalls to celebrate. Plus, there's a bouncy house and roller rink to get our groove on. Time to party.
I'm so excited. What do we want to do first?
Eat. Duh.
Hey, congrats on the win.
Xavier and Atlas, thanks so much. We appreciate your support.
Are you going to share your candy winnings?
Thank you, Snoop and Sniffy. And to think we solved an entire mystery in a swamp in the middle of that race and still won.
This is the best day.
Well, it won't be for long.
Not Mighty Mila again.
Yes, Mighty Mila again. You think I'd just let the town of Pflugerville celebrate your win and have fun? Well, think again. I'm here to ruin your party. What was that?
I think Canoodles finally got out from underneath the mountain.
Who's Canoodles again?
Hi, it's me, Mikey, the mountain troll. And Noodles is my pet dragon. We're very upset you stole our flowers.
Who, me? I help anyone?
Not this time, Mighty Mila.
Bring us back our flowers. Let's go, Noodles. Get her.
Wait, no! Robozuki, run!
Well, what a wonderful ending to the day. When I woke up this morning, did I think I'd be participating in a day-long regatta race where I'd have encounters with mountain trolls, dragons, otters, alligators, swamp witches, mermaids, and more? Well, I certainly did not. I didn't even know what a regatta was. But now, here I am, the winner of a regatta, holding on to a year's supply of candy. Oh, and I saved the town of Pflugerville from total destruction by plugging up that crack in the dam. Not a bad day at all. Hoo-wee. Not a bad day at all. Whew, I am the tired. Time for a nap. But first, we party. Thanks so much for joining us today. If you enjoyed this episode and the whole season, you can find a whole lot more shows, including Lucy WoW's own show, by searching for Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. until you hear us next, it's party time! This is Grabstack the Great, signing off!
Have you heard the news? The best podcast for dinosaur fans is out and a roaring good time for all! What happens when a bolt of lightning hits a digger machine on top of a site that's full of dinosaur fossils? The digger turns into Digger Rex, of course. Join Digger Rex, the half dinosaur, half digger, on his adventures by searching for Digger Rex on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.